Welcome into the End the Money podcast for Saturday, June 21st at Churchill Downs. I'm Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, and we will take a look at the late pick four, as we do each weekend at one of the tracks across the country. I hit the pick four last weekend, Jim. I can't remember if you did or not, but I know...
I did not, but you did, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, it still came out like less than half of what my ticket was.
Paid $28, if I remember correctly.
Yes, yeah. So it's not anything to be real particularly proud of, but...
you cashed your ticket.
We'll check the box. Let's jump into Churchill Downs. Races 8 through 11 make up their late pick four, and there's one graded stake in there, so we'll start with that. It's the second leg of the late pick four, the grade two Chicago, fillies and mares four and up, 7 furlongs. This is a nice group for this field. Where did you land?
Tough call between Emery and Vava for me, and I went to Vava simply because 4 for 5 at Churchill. The only time she lost there, I don't think she cared for that sloppy track on I guess it was Oaks Day or Derby Day, the distaff. And she didn't run that well. Nobody's going to be Copy on that day. And Ways and Means came out of that race and came back and won. So I'm going to take Vava on top here just because she likes Churchill that much. She's run a 103 at 7 furlongs at Churchill before. So, I don't see any reason why you just draw a line through that last one. It is a little concerning that her last couple races have not been nearly as good as they were in 24. And that was her first time back off a six-month layoff. I think she gets tighter off this one. I think she's probably going to be my pick in here, but Emery looks awfully tough, too, for Brad Cox. Come out of the same race, finished second in Madison, her first race back in April, and got beat by Positano Sunset. My Main Squeeze comes out of that same race. I'm going to use her in here as well as my third choice. And then Zeitla on the outside, I'm almost afraid to let her, to leave her off because she cost me a lot of money when she won the TCA last October. So if I remember correctly, I threw her out and didn't use her, and that was a big mistake. So I'm going to, with Pratt picking up that mount, I'm going to use Zeitla as an 8-to-1 outsider here. But Emery and Vava, I think you can toss a coin between those two, and I think the winner comes from there, but I'm going to use a couple more in pick four just in case they run each other out.
Yeah, those were my top two as well. I ended up when Vava with the 4 wins from 5 starts at Churchill, loves 7 furlongs. Like that Aran Ortiz is back to ride, and then you look at the work pattern, 5 works since that subpar run on Derby weekend, and Cherie DeBose Barnes been doing well, and I think she'll have this one ready to fire, and I look for Vava to bounce back. Still could lose to Emery, but Emery has lost 3 in a row, and maybe has lost a little off of her fastball. Bright Work chased a brutal pace in the first start out since October, and I think she'll improve off that, and she's a multiple graded stakes winner, so that's a price horse that I'm going to put on the ticket as well. And I'm going to stop there on my pick four ticket. The other one I would look at is My Main Squeeze, just because of the 2 for 2 at Churchill for Maker. And this horse was wide in the comeback race and then had some trouble last time out. But I didn't want to go too big on the ticket. If you want to go deeper, you could add that one. And then Zeitlos is certainly a worthy contender as well. I just ended up tossing her off just because of her 7-furlong record, but she got good at the end of last year, certainly. Pick four starts with the 8th race. It's a starter allowance for 3-year-old fillies. They'll go 7.5 furlongs down that long backstretch run. I think Anonima is going to be tough to beat in here on the class drop for Kenny McPeak. She's been facing horses like Fondly and Quiet Side and Clico. She's cutting back to 1 turn. Now, she's only done that 1 time. Everything else has been 2 turns other than her debut, but I think she's got a class edge on these, and I'm going to take Anonima on top. Going to use Flashy Ware, narrow loss 2 back at Churchill at 6.5, and then the 6, Lola La Plume, has really run well the last 2 races here, and then is cutting back, so I think that angle could help her a little bit. I'm not going to single Anonima, but I think she's a strong pick for me, but I'm going to use 4 and 6 on my pick 4 as well. How about you?
picked Anonima on top, and the reasons I picked her on top were a couple things. First of all, she's got more back class than anything else in the race. She's been running in some stakes company. And Kenny's worked her pretty good the last two times. At a bullet work on May 24th, 59 and 2.5 furlongs, and followed it up with another 58 and 4, second out of 23. So I believe that she has the positional speed in this race. I don't see anybody else going to the lead except possibly Madeline's Promise, and she looks cheaper. So I used Anonima. I'm going to use Madeline's Promise just in case Luis Saez moves this filly up for Dale Romans. She's gotten to the lead the last four or five times, but it's faded. If Anonima chooses to stalk, Madeline's Promise might get an easy lead here. It might go a long way. So I'm going to use those two. And then I got to use Daisy Duke just off sentimental reasons from Dukes of Hazzard. If you remember Daisy Duke and those short shorts,
Catherine Buck.
I've got to use that name. And Ron Moquette's doing really well. Not one as many at Churchill as he's been other places. He's really hot at Oakland. But I read Ortiz picks up this mount, and that always piques my interest. And Daisy Duke, I think, fits here on a class status. Le Peru takes off this mount and rides for Heth, and then that's an awfully good pickup. I read Ortiz for Le Peru. So use Daisy Duke as well, you know, three deep in the pick four.
Race 10 is an allowance optional claimer for three-year-olds, 6.5 furlongs. I took Amor Patrie on top. This horse just missed last time. Loved him in that race at 13-1. He got beat a nose and really had all kinds of trouble. Got off a little slow and then rushed up. And I got squeezed by the horse that won the race coming down the stretch. It wasn't enough to take the horse down, but certainly may have bothered Amor Patrie, who might have already been left a little bit short because of the slow start that he got off to. All of that still ended up with a big buyer figure jump up to 88. So I think he comes back to something like that or better, and I think he's going to win it with that. Invictus looks so good at Keeneland in his three-year-old debut at a 92 buyer. I bet him up at Pimlico. He did not run well, so I'm just going to forgive that and figure he'll run back to something closer to what we saw in that race at Keeneland. Key Waden was a little interesting to me. First time for Will Walden, who hits at 27% with newcomers to his barn. And Camp Hale, who was second to Invictus and then came back with a decisive win at Churchill. So that's a nice horse. But Amor Patrie on top for me. How about you?
I didn't use that horse. I remember that race at Churchill and just barely getting beat. But I stuck with just two horses here. I thought Invictus and Camp Hale, one of those two is going to win it. I can make a case for Invictus off that great race at Keeneland, but I can make a case for Camp Hale moving forward off that race at Keeneland and winning that maiden special weight at Churchill. So I think one of those two is going to win it. I would think Invictus, just throw out the Pimlico. Let's just say that he didn't like the track, didn't like the ship up there. That Keeneland race was incredibly impressive. He had caught Chancellor McPatrick in his debut at Saratoga last July, and then got back to the races in a big way. At Keeneland, went off at 1-2 in the Sir Barton, but could not sustain anything. And just, I think Pratt just wrapped him up, didn't hurt any. Rides back for Brad, and I think Invictus has got a big shot. I'm just stick with the Brad Cox horse and the Ian Wilkes Camp Hale, thinking I can hopefully get through this leg.
Last leg of the late pick four is a starter allowance, 3-year-olds and up, 2-turn race at a mile and a 16th. How'd you see this one, Jim?
Well, I thought Tiz Marcus was going to be the favorite in here and probably will be for Flavian Pratt. The horse got an 84 buyer last time out, was claimed out of Chris Hartman's barn, so Norm Cassie gets him. Norm first claim is like 1-2 for 14, 1-for-7, so nothing great. But this horse is very consistent, had broke his maiden last time out at Oakland, and then Chris put him up for sale, and he wins by 5.5. So I don't know if Chris was happy that he got claimed or not, but Tiz Marcus looks like he's got the edge in here, but I'm going to use a couple more in here. I'm going to use Bolt at Midnight for Chris Hartman. Hope he can win his, pay him back a little bit. This horse did not run well at Churchill last time out as the favorite, but, going back to the races at Oakland, certainly fits on class here, and Chris does usually get him ready for Churchill. Then I'm going to go for a couple of prices in here and for long prices with great jockeys. And that's Laugh Now, Cry Later, Michael McCarthy's horse that I read Ortiz picked up. This horse had a 78 buyer last time out, called A Muddy Track at Churchill. Loose forward from that under McCarthy and with I read Ortiz taking over for Vejerano. I think he's got a shot at 10-1. And then the other 10-1 shot that I'm using is Strategic Force for Brendan Walsh. The numbers aren't that impressive, but Louis Saez ran this, rode this horse in his maiden breaker at Kingman at a mile and an eighth, and cutting back, he cut back to a mile last time out, which probably wasn't long enough for him. He goes back to a mile and 16th, and maybe he gets up for this one. Louis did ride that horse there, chooses to ride him back. Horses 10-1 for Brendan Walsh and Louis Saez. That's a great price. So I'm going to use those four to try to clean up the stick four.
This might be an all race for our listeners because I've got some horses that aren't on your list, and I didn't have a real strong opinion in here. I ended up taking a swing with a 15-1 horse, Express Line, the 6. The horse has improved significantly in the two starts this year for Grant Forster, and stretching from 6 furlongs to a mile and a 16th, and getting to go long should be right in this horse's wheelhouse, being out of a mineshaft mare. So I think this horse and Sires Union Rags, so I think this horse has got a big shot to outrun his odds if they stay anywhere close to 15-1. Vamos Carlitos ran in the Risen Star a couple of starts after Greg Foley claimed this one, and the first race off the claim before the Risen Star got an 81 buyer down at the fairgrounds. Was against the bias in the Risen Star, even though he'd been training well, reportedly, going into that race. And then, I don't know what happened on Derby Day, but I just think he's better than that, so I'm just going to draw a line through that and forgive it and put this horse on the ticket. That was certainly a pretty good field that he ran into that day. Lured Away as consistent numbers for McPeak. Tiz Marcus is a Norm Cassie claim, and that's a good angle for that barn. And then Strategic Force is the other one that I'm going to use. So I'm going to go 5 deep on my pick 4 ticket. So I'm going to start with 4-6-7 in the first leg. I'm going to add My Main Squeeze in that Chicago. So I'm going to go 4 deep in there, 1-4-5-9 with 2-8. So just using Amour Patrie and Invictus. And then 1-4-6-8-10 in the last leg. That's a $60 ticket. How did you see the last race, Jim, and put it together?
I spent $48, 2-3-7 with 1-5-9-11 with 8-11 with 1-8-9-11. We got similar structures, but a lot different horses in the last race in particular.
Yeah, so maybe this one will pay a little bit more than $28 if one or both of us are able to hit it this week down at Churchill Downs. Best of
I
luck.
I think you will pay more than $28.
Yeah, best of luck if you're playing there. It's Ohio Derby Day at Thistle Downs. That's always a pretty nice card to have some fun with. So take a look at that. Other racing around the country, and then they'll be headed back to Saratoga before too long on the New York circuit. And got the big Stephen Foster weekend at the end of the month at Churchill. So some good racing coming up on the short-term horizon. Best of luck wherever you're playing. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and that's the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.